The car world lost one of its longest-running brands yesterday. After more than 8 decades, General Motors announced that the Pontiac line will end next year. That news hit one city especially hard. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio spent the day in Pontiac, Michigan, and sent this report.
I'm on Baldwin Street in Pontiac, outside the Pontiac Academy for Excellence. It's a four-story red brick building. There's no marker outside to tell you the history of this site, but if you look very closely above the doorway, you can still see the faded outline of the words Pontiac Motors. This is one of the original homes of the iconic brand. Pontiac Motors started here in 1926, and to learn more about the connections between the city and the car brand, I went to the library and talked to Terry McCormick.
You actually felt the vivacity in the people who worked there, and it transferred to their recreation, to their family life, that kind of thing.
Pontiac Motors was named after the city, which was named after Chief Pontiac of the Ottawa tribe. And the car brand had a deep connection to the city. Growing up, McCormick says 16 of the 18 houses on his block had GM workers in them. Now that GM has announced Pontiac will close, McCormick's response is visceral.
It's been a part of your life, so to cut your arm off is kind of a gross thing. And just to throw it away, it leaves a bitter taste in your mouth.
McCormick has this reaction even though no Pontiacs have been built in the city for about 2 decades. But it's still a GM town with a truck plant and a number of other operations. And as GM has fallen, so has the city of Pontiac.
Every street you go down, it seems like there's so many homes that are being boarded up and businesses. So we just continue to see more and more and more of that.
Darren Weiss works for Grace Centers of Hope. It's a homeless shelter in downtown Pontiac. Weiss says the shelter typically caters to people with substance abuse problems. But in the past year or so, more people have been coming in for purely economic reasons. Weiss has seen more families, and it's putting a strain on the shelter.
A gentleman a couple weeks ago who had, he and his wife had been laid off, and they had 8 kids and needed to come in, and we didn't have the room for them.
Weiss says Grace Centers of Hope is looking to expand, but while more people need help, donations are down. That financial strain is felt citywide. The Pontiac Schools District is closing 8 of its 19 schools. The city itself is facing a cash crisis. The governor has appointed an emergency financial manager to take over Pontiac's budget. Art McClellan is president of the Pontiac City Council. He says the city is facing the same situation as GM. Revenue's dropping, cuts have to be made, and an outsider is calling the shots.
Under ideal situations, you'd want to control your own destiny. However, you are where you are, and you need to confront those challenges based upon the reality that you have. And so both from the city of Pontiac's perspective as well as General Motors, that's what we're doing.
So while the Pontiac brand may be on its way out, and the connection to this city has faded, just like the letters above the doorway here on Baldwin Street, the connection to General Motors, the company, is still very much alive. And both of them, the city and the car company, are struggling for their survival. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Pontiac, Michigan.